Hi, this week we are discussing the following topic: The Peaceful Religion of Islam Strikes Again. On Friday night, November 13, 2015, Islamic terrorists carried out attacks in Paris, France, and a northern suburb of Paris called Saint-Denis. As of Monday, November 16th, the death toll is 127 dead, 415 admitted to hospitals, of which 80 people are listed as seriously injured. This attack in France is said to be the deadliest attack since World War II. The attacks were coordinated by several Muslim terrorists. The most deadly attack occurred at the Bataclan Theater, where 89 people were killed. This shocking news does two things. First, it causes our hearts to sorrow for those innocent civilian victims who were killed and for their families who are sorrowing over the loss of their loved ones. And second, this reminds us that what people think and believe affects how they act. In America, we are being told Islam is a peaceful religion. Former President George W. Bush declared Islam was a peaceful religion immediately after the terrorism of September 11, 2001. President Barack Obama says a few violent fanatics have hijacked the otherwise peaceful religion of Islam. Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair, after the London bombings of July 7, 2005, said Islam is a peaceful religion. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott, after the Sydney hostage crisis of December 2014, said Islam is a peaceful religion. After two Muslims beheaded British soldier Lee Rigby in May of 2013, Prime Minister David Cameron said Islam is a peaceful religion. And all of this reminds me of the children's fairy tale of the Emperor's New Clothes. Do you remember that story? Wikipedia gives a good little summary. The Emperor's New Clothes is a short tale by Hans Christian Andersen about two weavers who promise an emperor a new suit of clothes that is invisible to those who are unfit for their positions, stupid, or incompetent. When the emperor parades before his subjects in his new clothes, no one dares to say that he doesn't see any suit of clothes until a child cries out, "But he isn't wearing anything at all," end quote. You see, no one wanted to say the obvious, that the emperor was really naked, because each person was afraid of being labeled stupid and incompetent. Likewise, world leaders and the media are afraid to say the obvious about the Islamic religion because they're afraid that every non-Islamic person will form a lynch mob against Muslims living in the U.S., Britain, Australia, France, and other free countries. In America, we're being told that Islam is a peaceful religion. And further, we're being taught all religions are basically equal. One religion has no right to claim superiority over another. And I ask you, my friend, to consider the terrorism in France. And I want you to ask yourself the question, are all religions basically equal? Throughout history, some people called themselves Christians and they used violence to spread their religious beliefs. That's true. For example, the medieval Crusades and the Salem witch trials. And when these people used violence, they were acting contrary to the teachings of Christ, the founder of Christianity. The question before us now is this: when Muslims use violence, hatred, and intimidation on others, are they acting contrary to the founder of their religion? Or are they merely following the teachings and the footsteps of their founder? First, here is what the Quran teaches when someone harms a Muslim. In Surah 2, verse 190, "Fight for the sake of God those who fight against you, but do not attack them first. God does not love the aggressors. Slay them wherever you find them. Drive them out of the places from which they drove you. Now you compare that with what Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 38. Jesus said, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. But whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn to him the other also." Do you see the difference here? Do you see that we're not just all serving the same God? Do you see that all religions are not the same? Do you see that we're not all going to the same place? We're just trying to get there different ways. Second, the Quran teaches Muslims to fight against their enemies. In Surah 4, verse 76, "The true believers fight for the cause of God, but the infidels fight for the devil. Fight against the friends of Satan," end quote. Now the question here is this: who are these friends of Satan, which Muslims are called to fight against? Well, as you keep reading in the Quran, you will discover that the friends of Satan are Jews and Christians. Listen to Surah 5, verse 16. "Unbelievers are those who declare God is the Messiah, the Son of Mary," end quote. In Surah 5, verse 82, "You will find that the most implacable of men in enmity to the faithful are the Jews and the pagans, and that the nearest in affection to them are those who say, we are Christians," end quote. And so the founder of Islam, Muhammad, taught his people to fight and kill all who were not Muslims. When Muslims today fight and perform terroristic acts, they are not acting against the teachings of Islam. Rather, they are acting in accord with the teachings of the founder of Islam. Listen again, Surah 9, verse 5. Quote, "When the sacred months are over, slay the idolaters wherever you find them. Arrest them and lie in ambush everywhere for them. If they repent and take to prayer and render the alms levied, allow them to go their way," end quote. In other words, if an unbeliever will repent and convert to Islam and pay the money levied against him, his life can be spared by a Muslim warrior. If he refuses to convert, he must be slain. That's the teachings of the founder of Islam and the holy book of Islam, the Quran. By way of contrast, Christ and his apostles converted men by persuasion. They would reason with people and debate with people. When violence erupted, it was always Christ and his disciples who would suffer the persecution without retaliating. In Romans 12, verse 17, the Bible says, "Repay no one evil for evil." In 1 Peter 2, verse 21, "For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow in his steps, who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously." Now, do you see the difference between Islam and Christianity? Islam is not a peaceful religion. It did not begin in a peaceful way. It is not spread by peaceful means. On November 13th, 2015, we see true Islam for what it really is. In summary, you show to me a Christian who purposefully kills other people, and I will show you someone who is acting contrary to the teachings of Jesus Christ, the founder of Christianity. But you show me a Muslim who purposefully kills others, and I will show you an obedient follower of Muhammad who is doing exactly what Muhammad taught him to do. Conversely, you show to me a Muslim who is peaceful and does not hurt others, and I will then show to you a Muslim who is not following the teachings of Muhammad, the follower of Islam. My friend, all religions are not equal. The Church of Christ, as presented by its founder, Jesus Christ, is superior to all other religions on the earth. And the Church of Christ, as presented in the Bible, is superior to all other religions on this earth. And we invite you to take our free Bible correspondence course and learn more about the most superior book ever written, the Holy Bible. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. And there, at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.